The TUC has described the 2015 budget presented by the Minister of Finance, Seth Tekpe, as a replica of the IMF-sponsored policies that brought the economy almost to the brink. In a statement signed by the Acting Secretary General, Dr. Yauba, the TUC said given the challenges the economy has faced in the current fiscal year, it expected the 2015 budget to be radically different and fully reflect the Senji consensus as basis for economic transformation. However, government policies as contained in the budget have remained stealthily unchanged and are a blueprint of the IMF-sponsored policies of the last 30 years. We bring you excerpts of the statement in this news desk report.
The TUC says, although it is still studying the budget and will in the coming days issue a more comprehensive analysis and assessment, it has noted a few key points which it considers important. These include the continuation of the net employment freeze in the public sector, negotiations of public sector pay increases, and the imposition of the 17.5% VAT on petroleum products. According to the TUC, it does not believe that the same policies that nearly collapsed the economy can solve the current economic and social problems, especially the increasing levels of poverty that has afflicted the over 7 million working population. It says, despite the huge unemployment rate, the budget, in a typical IMF tradition, has no targets for employment creation. It is therefore not surprised that the Minister of Finance boldly announced that the net employment freeze in the public sector will continue. Government's assumption that once a certain level of GDP growth is achieved, employment creation would automatically flow is entirely wrong. The TUC insisted that government creates more jobs in some of the public services with special reference to the education, health, sanitation and security sectors. The TUC says it maintains its position that the single spine pay policy is not to blame for all that has gone wrong with the public finances as has been stated in the budget, but rather the huge wage bill is due to the irregularities in pay administration and corrupt practices going on in some state institutions. It asked government to conclude negotiations on public sector pay increases for both the national minimum wage and the single spine salary structure before the end of the year for implementation to begin in January 2015. On the 17.5% VAT on petroleum products, the TUC says it is insensitive given the already high prices of fuel. The TUC notes that proposals to support private sector development, introduce progressive free secondary education and improve governance, including dealing with corruption, are laudable. However, the budget does not contain any new ideas and measures that will make these interventions work. The statement concludes by saying the TUC will support the implementation of all policies it considers appropriate but resist all measures and policies that it considers inimical to the development of the country. It says it will work with government to implement homegrown policies but not IMF-imposed ones.